Before he even set foot in Birmingham, Gene Bartow had an enviable record. He took what's now the University of Memphis's men's basketball team to the national championship game in 1973. He then succeeded legendary coach John Wooden at UCLA, and while that two-year stint in California included another trip to the Final Four, Bartow told WBHM in 2009, being in Wooden's shadow was tough.
My secretary, about camps, and when someone called, she'd say, now, do you want Coach Bartow's camp or you want Coach Wooden's camp? And I'd laugh. Now, whose camp are you going to go to if you got a choice? So I even sent my own son Murray to Coach Wooden's camp.
Bartow said he wasn't really having fun at UCLA, so in 1977, the Missouri native packed up and moved to a school not even a decade old, the University of Alabama at Birmingham.
The UAB situation intrigued me.
Bartow became the school's first men's basketball coach and first athletic director. When his first recruits arrived, they didn't find anything that said college sports.
You know, when I got on campus, it was like kind of like going to another high school. It really was.
Oliver Robinson is the first player to receive a four-year basketball scholarship at UAB.
We would have to go to the physical education department to get basketballs to play with during the summer.
Success on the court would come quickly, though. In Bartow's second year, the team made the National Invitational Tournament. The team then made seven straight NCAA tournament appearances, including trips to the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight. Bartow retired from coaching in 1996, finishing with enough career wins to be among the top 20 winningest NCAA Division I basketball coaches of all time. Meanwhile, UAB's athletic department grew under his watch to include 17 sports. He retired as athletic director in 2000.
That's the whistle that was left in his drawer right there.
Glance around current UAB athletic director Brian Matkin's office, and you can't ignore the former coach's presence. Pictures line the wall. There's his 600th win jersey.
His bobblehead, his credenza, and his desk. So it's important.
You can't really get away from him in this office.
No, this is a shrine in a good way.
Bartow went on to become the president of the company which operates the National Basketball Association's Memphis Grizzlies. But Matkin explains Bartow maintained connections with UAB. They continued to meet and talk.
And really leaned on him for advice. He was quick to give it, but he was quick to say, you don't have to do it, but I knew better.
Former UAB player Oliver Robinson calls Bartow a family man. He cared about people, about his former players, and kept tabs on them. And little known fact?
That he loved barbecue. The barbecue restaurants in Birmingham, I know they've made a mint off Coach Bartow.
That gentle, grandfatherly figure was one side of Bartow, says Birmingham News sports columnist Kevin Skarbinski. At the same time, he was a fighter.
He did not like to lose. He did not suffer slights well. He forever was in a battle with officials, believing on occasion that not necessarily that they were out to get him, but they weren't on his side.
Bartow's battles weren't just on the hardwood. Skarbinski points out Bartow faced an uphill climb starting a basketball program in Birmingham, the football capital of the South. At the same time, officials at the University of Alabama weren't too keen on UAB having a Division I athletic program.
And Gene Bartow stood up to that. Gene Bartow fought that. And Gene Bartow succeeded in overcoming that.
Skarbinski says Birmingham has never given Bartow the full respect he deserves, partly because it's such a football town. Nevertheless, Skarbinski says he had an affection for Birmingham. He turned down offers to leave, including the chance to lead the storied University of Kentucky basketball program. UAB athletics, after all, was his baby. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.